Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Hey, look, speaking of being professional, we've got him on the phone, the Panthers' famous winger. He recently turned 30, all-round rugby league good guy, Josh Mansour. Welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Thanks for having me, guys. How's it going?
Fantastic, mate. Sorry for all the carry-on.
How are your hands, Josh?
My hands are pretty rough after last night, but pretty bit of cuts and bruises. So,
any skin off the knuckles or what?
What was that?
Any skin off the knuckles?
A bit actually. But I didn't connect with anyone last night. It was close to.
It was a cracking game, wasn't it, Josh? Looks like there's a fair bit of feeling between these two clubs now, and obviously a little bit of history with your coach.
There's a lot of emotion and passion, as you saw in the last 10 minutes especially. But, mate, Tigers are a really good side. We knew we were going to have our hands full, and they've been playing really great footy. So definitely good to get the win there. And, it was a bit unfortunate the last 5 minutes. But, you know, again, it's whatever happens on the field stays on the field, and we're just moving on.
Josh, when these games, these rivalries, I suppose, grow or develop between clubs, and you guys look like you're in the early stages of creating a bit of a Panthers-Tigers rivalry. Are they more fun to play because of that? Because is that little edge to it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, it comes down to the passion, right? So with me, I think I've been brought up, you know, hating Parramatta as soon as I started, played my first game for Penrith, right? And so every time we play those guys, like, it's always a bit of fire in the belly. You know, you always know it's going to be a tough 80 minutes, and you know, the game's going to be run mostly on effort. So I think it's no different towards last night. You know, it was 12-all for a long period of the game, and we were fortunate enough to get a field goal and then score in the dying minutes. And yeah, like, as soon as the game was over, we knew how important that game was, and how much it meant to not only to our coach but to the club. And it's always good to get those wins, especially in the derby games.
Hey, Josh, it's Gordy, mate. Congratulations on last night. What has Ivan brought to Penrith this time that wasn't around the last time he was coaching you guys?
I think just his main personality is obviously he's very calm and collected. And I think obviously it's a bit of a different squad to it when he first came to the club. I think when he first came, we had a very core of experienced older players. I think the majority of the squad now is very young, and I think we're trying to build a very exciting brand of football. And I think he's been doing that. Obviously, last year was a pretty tough year. We had a lot of distractions off the field, and it kind of affected us playing footy. And, you know, putting that all aside, we learned a lot last year, and we just want to continue playing good footy and see what this year's got in store for us.
Hey, you know how you say that you learn a lot? If you're ever marking Big Mike Acevo, do what every other winger does and go in and try to tackle the centre. Everybody's got misreads with Big Micah.
I was marking Micah every post session when he was at Penrith, so I know all about it, believe me. It was unfortunate that we let him go. You know, we knew he was a try-scoring machine when he was playing for our Reggie boys out in Penrith. And he's always been a big boy and hard to handle, and everyone's seeing that now on what he's doing at Para. So
yeah, he's definitely
he's got a long career.
He's a weapon, isn't he, Josh? What about last night? You guys looked as though it was clearly a deliberate part of the game plan to really target that Tigers right edge. Stephen Crichton in particular, this young gun centre, terrific success.
Yeah. He's so young, yet so he's got so much talent. You know, he's a kicker. He's got great feet, and like, he's just got a great athletic ability. He's just so tall and rangy, and he's added a lot of strike power to our left edge. And yeah, I'm really, really glad he's played inside me. I'm just gonna let him do his magic, and I'll just hopefully finish it off. And he's been playing good footy for us.
Looked like there was a fair bit of good verbal involved too. At one stage, David Nofaluma was absolutely giving it to somebody, and we had the tongue out. And what was all that about?
There was a lot of stuff spoken on the field that I really can't repeat. But I think he was blowing up at the ref half the time, to be honest with you. But he's been, speaking on off, he's been playing really good footy. Last night there was a lot of passion on, you know, both teams. We just really wanted to win the game, and gratefully it was us.
Who's your best of verbal blokes, Josh?
Well, I would have said Jimmy Vallone, but he's not at the club anymore. Yeah, yeah.
He never missed.
Dollar one.
Brett Naden's got a bit of lip in him. Mm. I think I do as well when it comes down to it. But me and BJ somehow always get into a scuffle every time we play against each other. We've got a few blokes, don't you worry.
Speaking of BJ, you're talking about Joey Leilua, and I'm not sure if you've seen the news or not yet, but he's been hit with a grade 3 dangerous contact head or neck charge. He's looking at 4 weeks if he takes the early plea or 6 weeks if he goes down and fights it and gets found guilty. What did you make of the incident with Dylan Edwards last night?
It was just no need for it, to be honest. Mm. Like, I know he was obviously affected with what happened with his brother early on in the game, and that was just an unfortunate incident. Like, some things happen on the footy field where there's no malicious intent, and that was one of those circumstances, and it obviously affected him. And last few minutes of the game, he just had a brain snap, and I think we've seen it with a few players in the past. But BJ, I think he lets his passion get in the way of his decision making sometimes, and this is just one of the cases.
Kenny, you go.
I was just gonna say, with some players, mate, it's just in them, and it's a double-edged sword with them, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you just can't play on too much emotion. If you do, it's just not gonna. It's gonna affect your decisions, and it's just gonna pretty much blind you. And that's exactly what happened. I don't know what he was thinking at the time, but obviously it wasn't the right thing to do. And poor Dylan copped the full brunt of it.
It still kept boiling after that as well, didn't it? Because aside from when you all got together on the field, then you went up to the grandstands and there was Ivan giving a couple of the Tigers fans blowing a little kiss and giving a little wave. What did you make of all of that as a send-off?
Listen, I think it was all good banter in the end. Obviously, being a Tiger, like, for the Tigers fans, I can obviously there's a bit of bad blood there, and he was getting heckled all game. So I think with Ivan, I was actually surprised he even gave him a reaction. He normally doesn't do anything, but I think it's just good banter overall, and it's good to see.
Shows what it means to him, doesn't it?
Yeah. I can see where it's coming from, the Tigers fans. Obviously he didn't fulfill his contract or whatnot, but again, I think for me, family comes first, and he had a good opportunity to come back to Penrith and coach his son, and the rest is history.
I tell you what, Nathan Cleary's footy's gone to another level this year, hasn't it?
I think it's been the acquisition of Appy. I'm coming into the side. He's been unreal out of dummy half, and it's good to have another voice in our leadership group, and he's got a lot of experience, and he brings a lot of flair to our attack as well. So, it's great to have him back at the club, and I think Nath especially is really flourishing off him.
Good on you, Josh. Good to catch up, mate.
Thanks for having me, gents.
There he is, Josh Mansour, joining us on Sunday. Sinbi.